I am not. We are actually headed back to Springfield.
Ah, what happened, Melanie?
Goodness.
Well, okay, so long story short, my daughter has autism. She has two obsessions, Weather and Carrie Underwood. So I see that Carrie's touring, and I'm like, oh, these tickets are for sale. It's a week after her birthday. This is perfect. This is perfect. I buy the ticket. I surprise her with it. You know, she cries and cries and cries. She's so happy, so happy. So we get her a manicure, a pedicure. We make this whole thing about it. We buy an outfit. I book a room at Kansas City. I pull her out of school, the whole thing. We drive up there, and when we're walking into the Sprint Center, I kept telling her something is wrong. She's like, well, what do you mean? And I'm trying to open the doors, and I pull up the ticket, and finally I see the date, 2019.
Oh.
And
oh,
bless
gosh.
Her heart, I mean, she started crying, but then when she saw how hard I was crying, then she was more worried about Mom than she was herself.
Oh.
And she was trying to console me. It was quite a mom fail.
Oh.
It was a huge mom fail. The only consolation that I could even remotely think of was, at the last minute, was IKEA. So we had our first IKEA experience, but it definitely was not Carrie Underwood.
Oh, my God.
That's too bad. Melanie, what's your daughter's name?
Chandler.
What a nice name.
There you go.
Yeah. I like that.
Could there be a better name?
There could not be a better name. That's right.
You want to hear something funny? That's actually who she's named after.
Oh, it's Chandler Bing.
Right?
That's funny.
It is.
That's funny.
Well, so after hearing your story, we did a little behind the scenes digging, and I think it was Jillian's idea. So Jillian, why don't you? I would like you to share the news that we discovered.
Oh, I mean, it is a full 364 days from now.
It is.
But assuming everything goes like it normally would, and Carrie Underwood does in fact do a show September 19th, 2019.
Uh-huh.
We want you and Chandler to be there.
Oh my God.
So if you get those backstage passes, Melanie, let us know.
Okay.
No, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it that way.
We want to get them for you.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on. We haven't even asked her. Is that something maybe you'd be interested in? Would you and Chandler be interested in meeting Carrie Underwood next year?
Oh, my gosh. She would just absolutely die.
Oh. Oh, can we talk to Chandler?
Yes, you can. Hold on just a second. Hello?
Hi, Chandler. This is Mike, Zeke, and Jillian from Q104. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, well, we heard about your story, how you came up to Kansas City all the way from Springfield, but you're a year early. We heard your story, and we asked your mom, and she seemed cool with it, but we wanted to ask you, too. Since you did all that drive for no reason, we wanted to make it worth your while to come back next year. Would you have any interest in maybe meeting Carrie Underwood next year?
Yes, please.
Getting a picture with her, saying hi, would you be okay with that? Well, since you're okay with that, we're going to go ahead and make that happen for you. You're going to go ahead and come back to Kansas City next year, and we're going to get you backstage so you can get a photo and meet Carrie Underwood, okay?
Okay, thank you. You're